Welcome to the third season and episode 345 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 95-30. We are mad, not only individually but nationally. We check manslaughter and isolated murders, but what a war and the much-vaunted crime of slaughtering whole peoples. There are no limits to our greed, none to our cruelty. This is an incredible statement by Seneca for his time, and one that, unfortunately, is just as pertinent today as it was 2 millennia ago. It also exemplifies a major reason why we're still studying Stoic ethics so long after Zeno, Seneca, or Epictetus. Because while human science and technology have made incredible strides forward, human psychology and morality have not changed as much. Yes, parts of the modern world are not plagued by overt slavery the way Seneca's Rome was, though we still engage in much exploitation of other people for our own pleasure and profit. But in other areas of the globe, slavery incredibly still exists. And when it comes to war, it seems like the only thing that has improved is our ability to kill people efficiently, while the futility and wastefulness of military aggression, mysteriously, remains beyond the grasp of most people, beginning with our so-called leaders. The Stoics were not pacifists, as they did acknowledge that sometimes one has to resort to violent action in order to preserve one's liberty and core values. But that should be an extreme act, pursued only under very unusual circumstances, not the matter of course it has been throughout human history, and still is today. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.